This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. The plight of gay men in Pakistan. But first, as we have been reminded this week, the threat of terrorist attack within the U.S. remains real, perhaps even imminent. Terrorism experts are practically unanimous that the U.S. is still vulnerable to more attacks. But are we actually safer than we think? Daniel Byman is a Middle East expert at Georgetown University and the Brookings Institution in Washington, and he considers that question in an article for our partners at Slate Magazine. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
Let's make it clear here. You say we are safer but not safe, but since the time has elapsed, since 2001, that should be just a bit comforting?
We should certainly take comfort that the American homeland has not been attacked since September 11th. There were many predictions, including ones I made, that there would be an attack, indeed another catastrophic attack by now. And even if an attack occurs in the coming months or coming days, we have to recognize that several years of relative inactivity at home is a form of progress.
And what's the reason, do you think?
There are at least two reasons that we may not have suffered an attack in the last couple of years. One of the first is the heightened scrutiny that the FBI and the various agencies involved in Homeland Security have given to terrorism. On September 10th, 2001, terrorism was one concern among many. After September 11th, it became the dominant concern for these organizations. The second reason, though, concerns changes in al-Qaeda itself. The U.S. war on terrorism has hurt the organization. It's led to the imprisonment of a lot of senior leaders. It's made it very hard for the organization to plan for the long term and to conduct sophisticated attacks. As a result, in Europe and in Asia, we've seen al-Qaeda rely far more on local groups. It's worked with affiliates that have taken the lead in doing the attacks. But those affiliates aren't present in the United States, at least not in the same degree as they are in Europe and Asia. So there isn't a local jihadist movement in America that's as well organized, as well funded, that can do the attacks the way it could elsewhere around the world.
But still, you quote CIA Director George Tenet as saying the U.S. is the brass ring for al-Qaeda, and this is your list of countries that have been attacked: Tunisia, Yemen, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Kenya, Jordan, Russia, Indonesia, Turkey, and the big attack in Spain, including Iraq. Why not the U.S.?
The list of where al-Qaeda has attacked is rather daunting, and the U.S. is different from many countries in the world because there isn't a large presence of hostile Muslims who support jihadist causes on U.S. soil. There are certainly individuals who might support violence, but the scope is nothing like what we see in Europe or Asia, where there are literally thousands of people who might be sympathetic to al-Qaeda, willing to provide it with logistical support, and indeed many members who would perhaps join in attacks or at least support them.
Let me ask you a very obvious question here. When you go to an airport, check through the security and go through all that, and realize the immense amount of money that's being spent there, don't you think that, well, the next attack is not going to happen with an airplane? It could happen with a container ship at a port. It could happen with a train going through the nation's capital there in Washington, D.C. Just any sort of thing, and not airplanes. There will always be a way to attack the core of the U.S.?
There is always an action-reaction cycle with terrorism and counterterrorism. As the United States improves defenses in one area, the terrorists are going to probe other areas. Now, with civil aviation, I'm still concerned about an attack, but my biggest concern is the use of surface-to-air missiles against airplanes, something that's very hard to defend against, and in particular, an inspection at an airport is not going to stop. But there are a host of vulnerabilities, and the possible targeting of the IMF and the World Bank and various financial institutions in New York suggests that you really can't defend every target, and there are large numbers that al-Qaeda may find attractive.
When you sit down to write an article like this, are you a bit concerned about being a contrarian, about being accused of attracting attention just by taking the other point of view?
The reason I wrote this essay was because on September 12, 2001, I was asked, as were many people who study terrorism, whether al-Qaeda was going to attack again in the United States on U.S. soil. And I said yes. And the months have gone by, the years have gone by, and at some point I have to say that my statement was wrong. And even if there is an attack tomorrow, I am trying to figure out why the United States has enjoyed several years of relative peace at home, even while this organization has been so active abroad.
Daniel Byman is an assistant professor at Georgetown University in Washington and a non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. You'll find his article on the question, Are We Safer Than We Think? At slate.com. Thank you for joining us, sir.
My pleasure.